I speak to you in God's holy name. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today, the Archbishop has directed that all churches will hear her words in a pastoral letter. Before I read the pastoral letter, I want to give you a bit of context, which I think is important to help us understand why she is saying what she's saying. We here ourselves are starting a study of what it means to be a progressive Anglican parish, and we have staked ourselves as being a progressive church for quite a long time. And so this is a renewal or a revisiting of that we've done over the many years. In your bulletin today, you will see the hallmarks of a progressive parish in the middle of page 3, and I invite you to take it home and read it. Today we're going to look at the belief that following the path and teachings of Jesus can lead to an awareness and experience of the sacred and the oneness and unity of all life. The oneness and unity of all life is also part of what the Anglican Church has embraced across the country at the last General Synod. The Anglican Church itself in Canada is moving forward ever so slowly, but moving on a progressive path of saying what issues arise in our land today. We see them, we are aware of them, and we pray about them, and we ask the Holy Spirit to lead us to a response to these issues in a way that is congruent with the teachings of Jesus, which we see in the Gospels. Jesus, as you know, was always in love, taught that God is love, not God is power, God is destructive. All of that was not in Jesus' vocabulary. That vocabulary comes from other parts of the Scripture, but not in the covenant with Jesus. And so Jesus is about love, about inclusion, about reaching out to the marginalized and including them, to reaching out to those who others don't like, who were Jews, because they thought their way was offensive, but Jesus reached out and loved them and included them. There are many examples. I could go on for an hour just citing them. But we get the idea that Jesus looked at the issues of his day and embraced the people who others thought were despicable. Jesus embraced them. And Jesus challenged the established theology and the established church of his day, saying, God has a new avenue, and this is who we are. Following me, you follow in this way. So part of progressive Christianity is a belief that following the path and teachings of Jesus can lead to an awareness and experience of the sacred and the oneness and unity of all life. Not just those who are Christian, but all people who exist on the planet. So it's in this spirit that the General Synod of the Anglican Church has acted, and our own Archbishop has acted, and here is her words to us today. The pastoral letter. I dedicate myself to working in advance of General Synod 2019 and at the General Synod 2019 for an outcome that respects and makes room for a range of understandings and practices related to marriage within the Anglican Church of Canada, and that enables all or most of us to walk together joyfully. Dear people of the Diocese of New Westminster, greetings to you all. As many of you know, given my unexpected hospital stay, I was only able to participate in General Synod through watching the live stream. Even at that distance, the experience, with all its decisions and statements, was full of many different, powerful emotions. Amazement, anguish, sadness, frustration, grief, and gratitude, to name a few. We cannot expect to leave these emotions behind, especially those more difficult emotions related to the consideration of the change of the marriage canon. For me, this entire experience has been about discernment, that is, looking for the signs of the Holy Spirit at work, not just during all the ups and downs at General Synod 2019, but in the 3 years leading up to it, and seeking to join with that work in wonder, love, and hope. Now, as a result of this discernment, I want to lay out what we as a diocese, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, will do related to the marriage of same-sex couples. 3 years ago, at General Synod 2016, I issued the statement included above as a part of a response to the many emotions that emerged at the time as General Synod 2016 voted on the first reading of the amendment to the marriage canon. As I came to find out later, I am one of many people in the Anglican Church of Canada who sincerely want to work on making room for differing views on and practices related to marriage in our church. For many of us, this has had to do with our belief in what it means to be Anglican Christians, a church that from the beginning stretched to hold itself together despite differing perspectives on theological, spiritual, liturgical, and pastoral matters. A church that comprehends complexity and finds attention in the midst of complexity ultimately to be a rich and creative way of living. A church dedicated to holding differences together, even though this holding together comes at a cost to all involved. Over the last 3 years, I've watched many important groups come to the idea of making room for differing views and practices related to marriage, all of which culminated in the following: our own May 2019 Diocesan Synod, at which our Synod, in its wisdom, adopted the affirmations in the Council of General Synods, A Word to the Church. The adoption of these same affirmations at General Synod 2019 by an overwhelming majority, and finally the July 15th statement from the House of Bishops, apologizing for the hurt they have caused and affirming the idea of local option for those dioceses and communities where offering marriage to same-sex couples makes sense. As I look at these many interrelated conversations and actions, what I see is this: the Holy Spirit has been and is at work guiding the Anglican Church of Canada to move from attempting to resolve our different views on marriage by legislation, in which some win and some lose, to a life together, in which we as Anglican Christians strive to offer one another greater mutual respect and room for choice on this issue. After General Synod 2016, we as a diocese held off on authorizing liturgies for the marriage of same-sex couples, in the belief that the Anglican Church of Canada needed more time for the Spirit to work within the hearts and minds of its people and within its many convening bodies. As I see it, that work, though it has been painful, is well underway, encouraging us to the following action. As of August the 1st, 2019, I will authorize a liturgy for the marriage of same-sex couples within the Diocese of New Westminster under the following conditions. 1. That the priest wishing to officiate at the marriage make a request to me to use that liturgy and work in consultation with me in preparing to conduct that liturgy. I specify this in that I want us all to learn together as we gain experience in working with this new liturgy and preparing same-sex couples for the sacrament of marriage. 2. That the parish council of any church hosting or wanting to host a marriage of same-sex couples concur with and embrace the decision for same-sex marriages to occur. And 3. That any same-sex couple wishing to be married satisfy all the typical and important requirements for marriage, such as proper preparation for marriage, at least one couple having been baptized, and that the marriage take place in a church or other public place. I expect the first two conditions to be temporary until we as a community become familiar with this change. As I have stated before, I will continue to do all in my power to maintain a diocesan culture that respects a variety of theologies, understandings, and practices related to marriage. Therefore, though I am moving forward on authorizing a liturgy for the marriage of same-sex couples, no priest will be compelled to officiate at the marriage of a same-sex couple. Additionally, a person's position on marriage will not serve as a litmus test for inclusion in the diocese, whose diversity in culture, theology, and practice I deeply value. Finally, as a diocese, we will do all our part to maintain our relationships with other dioceses and communities that do not choose to authorize liturgies for the marriage of same-sex couples. I want to offer my thanks to many as I've worked our way through this issue. Thank you to all who have advised me along the way. Thank you to all who have been honest with me about their frustrations, fears, and hurt related to this important question. Thank you to those members of the LGBTQS community who continue to hold on to the vision that the Anglican Church of Canada can be a place that welcomes them fully and open-heartedly, all based on its commitment to follow Jesus. And finally, I want to thank all the same-sex couples and their allies who have been waiting for marriage to be possible within the Anglican Church of Canada in the Diocese of New Westminster. I rejoice with you today. Faithfully, Melissa, Archbishop of New Westminster and the province of British Columbia. So that is the pastoral letter from our bishop. And it will have implications for us at the parish council level, which we have to discuss, and perhaps even at the annual general meeting, for me as a priest. But I would appreciate your feedback. I'm open to hearing all feedback from all points of view. But I do note that we as a church are moving to be inclusive and to be responsive to the issues of our time. And that's part of being a progressive community. And I pray that God will continue to bless us and that in our prayers today we lift up those who may feel upset by this letter and those who are uncertain, and may the Holy Spirit give those who feel warmed by it a sense of graciousness to be open. The Anglican Church is a big tent church. We have 90 million members in the world, and there's all points of view are within the church. So there will be a lot of diversity. But this is where our bishop is at this point here in this little fragment of the church called the Diocese of New Westminster. I pray as we receive the sacrament today, we may be empowered by the Spirit to move forward as a community. May God bless us all. Amen.